Welcome to Career Buzz, Canada's unique radio conversation that empowers lives, enriches careers, and energizes organizations. Today on your show, Jamaican careers from jerk cook to river captain, from upholsterer to innkeeper. Yaman, stay tuned as Career Buzz warms things up and goes to the Caribbean. Hi, I'm Mark Franklin, practice leader of a team of professional career counselors at CareerCycles.com. I'm pleased to be your host today on Career Buzz. Thanks for tuning in this morning. A couple of weeks ago, I went to Jamaica for some freestyle travel. We stayed on the east side of the island in the Blue Mountains just north of Kingston and along the northeast coast around Port Antonio, far away from the resorts. We met lots of friendly Jamaicans and other travelers. Everyone had a story to tell. As your faithful career story correspondent with recorder in hand, I collected unique stories from five diverse voices. Bookie cooks the best jerk in Boston Bay. Devin apprenticed on bamboo rafts up and down the Rio Grande. Basil farms fishes and does custom upholstery. Robin Fox studied in Toronto before returning to run Mount Edge Guest House and becoming Sir Richard Branson's mentee. Carla Van Look moved from Belgium and lived on a Jamaican beach for 10 years with her spearfisher husband and three kids before meeting an angel who catapulted her career into the canopy. Warm up with a trip to Jamaica today on Career Buzz. Up first is Bookie. Lots of Jamaicans go by a nickname. Bookie's full name is Noel Passy. He's the main chef and brains behind Shaggy's Jerk Shack in Boston Bay, Jamaica. Look it up and you'll see that Boston Bay is the center of the universe when it comes to all things jerk. Chicken, pork, you name it. We had an amazing meal. Jerk chicken, roasted bread, fruit, and festival, which, if you've never had it, is another Jamaican delicacy. Here's Bookie talking about what he loves about his career. Bookie, welcome to Career Buzz.
Yes, man, welcome. Glad to have you, man. Yeah, I mean.
So we're here at Shaggy's Jerk Center, right, in Boston Bay.
Yes, I.
And you work here. So what do you do? What is a typical day in the life of Bookie look like?
Okay, well, around here where, you know, international people all ask come for the jerk, you know, the special jerk, especially the seasoning. They love the seasoning, you know. So we got a special seasoning that we put on the pork and the chicken, the fish, lobster, and conch, and all those lovely food that we have here in Portland.
So in a typical day, do you have to go shopping first for the chicken? Do you cook? You serve? How does it work?
Okay, like some of the jerk guys, they have their own chicken farm. Some of them have their little pig farm, so they don't have to go to buy any pig from any farm or anything. They do their own little farming.
So you know some of the farmers?
Yes, I.
And you get the chicken and the pork right from the farmers?
Yes, I. Even my family is a farmer to raise pig, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am.
So what is the story of Shaggy's? This belongs to your family. How far back does it go?
Okay, well, I would say this go back as long as 34 years ago, coming now. Yes, man. From I was born, you know, from I was a little baby, this thing is going on here, you know.
So as a kid, what did you do here?
As a kid, I used to just scrape the pig, you know, take the ear off the pig.
Yeah.
When they come in the morning and kill the pig, you got to scrape off the ear. Clean, 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 clean.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know I mean, and as a little youth, I used to do that as a starting, the scrape off the ear, you know. Till my grandfather learned me, come up now, I start to do like wash the tripe. You know, until I can cut out the pig now and open him up and deal with him like a doctor, you know, take out what to go there, you know, like take off all the skin off his feet, take out all the bones and leave the flesh just for the people, you know what I mean?
So you've really learned how to do this, butchering an animal,
yes,
learning
how to
do that.
Baby. Yes, I, from when I was a baby, my grandfather taught, teach me the work, you know. Shaggy's a number one special jerk.
And as a child, did you think you would come and work here? Did you have other ideas? What was your plan?
Oh, at that time, my plan really was to be a soldier, you know, going at the army for the government, you know. But as I grow older, you know, I get a little twist, you know.
Yes.
So I never really finished my career in that field, you know. So knowing that Jamaica is a little bit like, you know, less jobs.
Yes.
You know, so you got to find a job and make your own job. You know, so that's how we come with this jerk thing right here, you know. We are creative.
So how many years have you been working here now, full-time?
Oh, full-time, I would say I'm here now roughly full-time.
Yeah.
I would say roughly 18 years.
18?
Full-time.
Wow. Yeah, so what do you like about this?
What I like about it?
Yeah.
Well, I like the spice, the sauce, the jerk sauce. Yeah. I love that more than even the meat itself. Yes, guys, I even eat the sauce with just bread or with a bullet.
That was really spicy. You mean that spicy
yes,
sauce?
Sir,
that
yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. Eat with just bread alone or with just a breadfruit. There's no meat at all. Yes, man. That is the trick in the power of Boston.
Right.
It's the sauce,
so you know? So you like the sauce, you like the food. What else do you like about all the things that you do?
What else I like? Oh, I like to see the tourists them come in, and when I serve them, and they sit, and I like to watch them, and I like to see how they eat the spice, and where they smile about the spice, you know?
We were smiling when we were eating the food there.
Yes, I. Yes, I. It's a great feeling. That is the greatest feelings of all, you know?
Yes.
When the tourists them come, and they sit and have their meal, and when everything is finished and they're going, they say, yes, man, I enjoy the meal, you know?
Who else is involved now in Shaggy's?
Oh,
are your parents, your grandfather you mentioned earlier?
Oh, yes. Well, the man that's cutting up the pork now, doing the jerking now,
yes,
is Shaggy's. He's Shaggy's, yeah? Yeah, man. Well, you know that the original Shaggy's, because it's coming from way back, so the father...
Yes.
Died.
Uh-huh.
But now he become the original now, because he is the biggest son for his father, yeah? So he become the original Shaggy now.
And what's the relationship between you and Shaggy?
And him. He's my cousin.
Oh, he's your cousin?
Yes, I. We are family here.
I got it, okay. You know? So finally, Bookie, what kind of advice can you share with listeners to this radio show about making good choices in life and in your work?
In life? Okay, well, I'll say to all the people out there in the world, you know, come and see what Boston is all made of, you know, come and try the spice and see what the places look like, you know, and, you know, it's a nice feeling to be here, you know.
And that's Boston Bay, right?
That's Boston
Bay. So just to be clear, Boston Bay, and if listeners don't know Jamaica too well, where are we close to?
Okay, we are close to, we're close to Maran Bay.
Yes.
Yeah, because Maran Bay, St. Thomas is the border to Portland and Kingston. So we are close to St. Thomas and Maran Bay.
Right on.
Right now. And Portantown is the capital for Portland.
Right on.
So we're close to Portantown now. Real nearby to Portantown. That's the town.
That's the town. All right, Bookie, thanks so much for joining us here on Career Buzz.
Yes, sir. It's a pleasure to you. Yeah, I mean.
That was my interview with Bookie, also known as Noel Passy. He's the brains behind Shaggy's Jerk Shack in Boston Bay, near Port Antonio in Jamaica. And he was telling us about his career and life. You could hear in the background, we were actually outside at the time, and you could hear some music playing and some of the insects and the road passing by. And it was just such a delightful evening having really delicious jerk food. So if you are going to Jamaica, do stop by in Boston Bay. I'm Mark Franklin, your host on Career Buzz here on CIUT 89.5 FM in Toronto and CIUT.FM worldwide. And welcome to our listeners from Jamaica. I've let everybody know who's on the show that we're playing this show live, and they are tuning in by internet. Bookie, if you heard that, I hope you enjoyed it. Next up is Robin Fox. She studied hospitality management at George Brown College right here in Toronto before returning to Jamaica to complete her degree. She then joined forces with her father, Michael, to run Mount Edge Guest House in the midst of the lovely Blue Mountains. We stayed at Mount Edge, met lots of world travelers, drank amazing Blue Mountain coffee. We rented bicycles and we biked up steep mountain switchbacks to get to a tiny coffee plantation where we were treated to coffee roasting lessons, fresh coffee snacks, and a stupendous view. Back at the guest house, I got to talking about Robin, and I was intrigued by her story. It includes a mentorship relationship with the Branson Center of Entrepreneurship Caribbean. She got to spend time with Sir Richard Branson himself. Here's my interview with Robin Fox.
Welcome to Career Buzz, Robin Fox.
Thanks for having me. Hello.
So we're sitting here at your resort or bed and breakfast in Jamaica. You're running this resort. What do you like about your career in life?
Well, what we have here is a guest house, a farm, and a cafe. So it's kind of three in one at one location. what I like is the fact that every day I get to do different things, and I also meet people from all over the world, which is also very interesting.
And what skills do you use to run a guest house like this? What are the skills that you use on a regular basis?
Wow. Multitasking.
Yeah.
lots of energy. You have to keep going. Constant ideas, being creative. Lots of things, yeah.
So let's figure out how you got here. We're sitting here with this gorgeous view in the Blue Mountains of Jamaica, just a bit north of Kingston. How did this all come about for you, Robin? Did you know that you were going to run this place when you were finishing high school?
Well, yeah. My father, this is my father's home, which he started about 30 years ago. He then turned it into a guest house by chance, with people just passing by and wanting to stay the night. And I've always had a love for hospitality and tourism and meeting guests from all over, like I said. And with the farm as well, we were able to provide a cafe. So we do from farm to table, and it's all a very natural process. And when I went away to school, to a boarding school in Toronto, Canada, I knew right away that I wanted to go into hospitality and tourism, and I found George Brown College, so I studied there, and then I transferred my credits back home where I finished up my bachelor's, just because it was just too cold for me, and I missed my sand and sun and, you know, my beautiful island of Jamaica. But I definitely had an amazing experience in Canada, because there's such a great culture fusion there as well.
And was it your intention when you did the course at George Brown to come back and actually run this
guest house? Yeah, always what I wanted to do, and my father was going along this way for many years. So when I came back home, while studying at university, I also worked in other hotels and in the industry, but I knew at some point that I was going to join my father and this would be my lifelong job.
Now, once you got here, I know you've been doing this now for some years. How many years have you been
doing this? Well, I joined him a little over a year ago.
Yeah. And so. I saw that you were connected to the Branson Entrepreneurial Program. How has that influenced your thinking?
Oh, that's been amazing. When I joined my father, I mean, the minute I got here, I put down my bag and it was work, work, work. So there was no time to really do plans. And when I was chosen to be a part of Sir Richard Branson's Center for Young Entrepreneurs, it gave me an opportunity to do a business plan in a timely fashion. And we also have mentors that help us through putting this business plan together. So I think if I wasn't a part of a group like that, maybe I wouldn't have done a business plan even up to now. So that was a big deal for me in, you know, progressing with the business.
Excellent. Yeah. And what's next for you now that you now that you're here? You've been doing this for a while. What's the next step?
Wow. I'm just going to keep doing this, but there's so much to do here. I mean, there's lots of land, lots of growth. We're actually working on a yoga deck now, so that'll be something that'll add to the 3-in-1. And just continuing building. We've been full for a few months, and because of that, we know there's a need for more rooms, so we're going to have to build more cottages and just continuous expansion.
Right?
Yeah.
So from your personal experience, finally, Robin, what can you share with listeners about making good choices, good career, education, life choices from your personal experience?
Well, no matter how hard it gets, when you love what you're doing, you'll always be happy. So sometimes when you're doing your own thing, it's a lot of work and you'll have maybe 20-hour days and times where you just feel almost overwhelmed, like you can't really go on anymore. But when you truly have a love for what you're doing and a passion, you can keep going, you know. So always do what you want to do in life.
Right on.
Choose a career that makes you happy.
Robin Fox, thank you so much for joining us here on Career Buzz.
Thank you for having me.
That was my interview with Robin Fox on Career Buzz. I'm your host, Mark Franklin, on CIUT 89.5 FM and CIUT.FM worldwide. If you want to find out more about Robin and her guest house, it's Mount Edge, mountedge.com. You'll see it's quite an alternative to what many Canadians think or expect from Jamaica. It's far away from the resorts. It was more of a traveler's guest house. Also, the Branson Center. So it looks like there are several centers that the entrepreneurship training has happened. And if you want to find out more about that, go to BransonCenter.org and you can click on the location Caribbean. And stay tuned for Carla Van Look's story coming up in the second part of today's show, because you're going to hear a fascinating connection between Robin Fox and Carla Van Look. Next up is Basil Blaine. We met him walking along a quiet road near Reach Falls, again on the east side of Jamaica. He had a gigantic sack of fresh coconuts on his head. And we got to talking on this quiet road and learned all about Basil's family history, his work fishing, farming, and being the preeminent on-call upholsterer for some of Jamaica's finest hotels. When I told Basil we were from Toronto, he told us that his sister actually lives here in Toronto and has a hairstyling salon on Jane Street in Toronto. I called her and I hope she's listening also. He had never been to Toronto, but he knew to say Jane Street in Toronto. And it seemed like a lot of people that we met in Jamaica had relations here in Toronto. Here's my interview with Basil Blaine. Welcome to Career Buzz, Basil Blaine. Thank you for joining me today.
Good morning.
So what do you like about your work here in Jamaica?
Well, the country where I born, Jamaica, here, I love it. And I do outstanding intellect skill.
Right. Now, you do a lot of different things for your work. You do upholstery. What are all the things that you do?
I do fishing. I do farming. And I do outstanding upholstery. A very unique performance.
Yes. And we've heard you do upholstery for some of the finest hotels here
right.
in this part of Jamaica.
I do it for Jamaica Palace, and it's the only place like that in the whole Caribbean.
Right.
It's one of a kind.
Now, can you tell listeners, where are we? Where are we standing right now?
We're standing on the road to Reach Falls in Portland. And this area we call it Manchineel.
Manchineel. And this river here, what's that called?
We call it Driver's River. But the people called it Muirton River because the property here, it's Muirton property.
Yes. Now, you've lived all your life here. How does your story go? What happened to you when you were a teenager in school and college? Where did you start?
Oh, well, while I were going to school, I were doing well, you know. I was a very bright guy in my class. And the teacher always leave me to take control of the class.
Yes.
And I learned my profession with my brother in Kingston, and I work among other people who used to do it abroad, and I get a wide experience. So I develop. I even better than my teacher.
Is that right? Now, you went to college or university
when
here in Jamaica? What happened?
I went to University of Technology to do a job, and it turns out to be a demonstration in the college.
Uh-huh.
Because no school in Jamaica did not teach upholstery. And I was the first person who been to UA to do this.
And then what happened? What did you do? Did you start to work as an upholsterer in Kingston or here?
I always work in Kingston. But while I were in Kingston, this Jamaica Palace Hotel was in progress, building. And the owner was a German lady. She heard about me and she sent and called me. That's how I get this job.
Yes.
I didn't seek for a job. It is just because of my ability.
And so all these years, is this how it's been working? You do a little farming and fishing, and then you get calls to do this work.
Exactly. I still work at the Great... I work at the Great Huts, and I work at the Jamaica Palace.
And in between all of this, what do you do? Do you have a family there? Do you live with... who do you live with?
I am married, you know, but my wife is sick. She's having a mental problem. I have three sons. One of my eldest son is living in Canada now. Yeah, and one just leave Titchfield High School, and the other one is with me. He is about 25-year-old. He doesn't leave me out. He's my right-hander.
You know? And what about your friend here? Who have you got here?
Bullet, my dog. He's a good friend. He's my security. When I go to the farm, he comes with me.
and he checked the whole place if any thieves is around.
Now, you seem like a very happy guy. What's your secret? What can you share with listeners about having a happy life?
Well, Jamaica is paradise, I can tell you. We had good climate, good everything, but all we had to do is make our living condition the best way. You can choose what you want. You're on your own. It's a free country, you know? And we had a nice river. We had the sea, the beach, you know?
Yes.
It's very nice, I'm telling you. And sometimes we go on the farm and we cook and we have fun.
All right, that's great. So thank you so much for joining us here on Career Buzz today.
You're welcome, sir.
That was my interview with Basil Blaine on a quiet side road in Jamaica. This is a special Career Buzz Goes to Jamaica edition. I'm your host, Mark Franklin, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM and CIUT.FM worldwide. Now, we went to a river, and we met Devin. Devin is a river raft captain on the Rio Grande in Jamaica. His full name, Milton Rodney. Although he goes by Devin, as so many Jamaicans do, they use a nickname. He grew up on the banks of the river and used to transport bananas with his father downriver to market in nearby Port Antonio. These days, though, the river has become famous for rafting, popularized by legendary Hollywood star Errol Flynn, who lived there decades ago. So we're not talking white water rafting here that many listeners might be familiar with. Rather, the rafts are uniquely assembled out of 11 bamboo poles and handmade by each captain. And you kind of cruise down the river slowly as the captain uses a pole to pole the raft forward. There are some rapids that you go down, but mostly it's quiet and just passing through mountains and forests of bamboo. As I learned more about Devin's story and the realities of being a river captain, I thought his story would actually fascinate Career Buzz listeners. Here's Devin, also known as Milton Rodney, as interviewed on the banks of Jamaica's Rio Grande.
Milton Rodney, you're also known as Devin. Welcome to Career Buzz.
Yes, sir. Welcome to Career Buzz.
So, can you explain to listeners what your job is?
Well, my job is a nice job. I like it. I meet people from all over the world and take them on the river as a captain for my boat.
Right. And what do you like about doing this work as captain of a river raft?
Well, my experience, you meet people from all over the world. And when I take them on the river, I tell them everything about the rafting, and they enjoy it.
Nice. So how did you get to do this? You said that you started in the 1970s. How did you choose to become a river captain?
Well, I used to take bananas on the river with my dad. And while going along with the bananas, the older guys, that means the older captain in the river, they saw me when I taking my bananas with my dad, and after that, I feel like I want to go in the rafting thing, so I just switch over, and they welcome me because they know I can do it from a long time.
How old were you when you decided to do this?
Well, maybe about 23.
23.
Yeah.
So at first you were an apprentice river captain, so what does an apprentice do?
Well, the apprentice, those are the guys, the younger guys, who take the raft back up the stream after the captain finish, take it down with the passenger.
So this is something like 8 miles,
yeah,
you were saying?
Yeah.
Downriver. We're going downriver right now with the flow. So they have to work against the current to pull the raft all the way up.
Yeah, and when they reach the rapids, they have a length of rope about 3 feet, what they tie to the front of the raft, and they walk in the water and pull it over with their strength over the rapids.
So that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Now, you were an apprentice. How long were you an apprentice for?
6 years.
And then what happened when you finally could stop being an apprentice and start being a captain?
I feel so good when I finish with that job because it's a tough job.
I bet. And then and the process of getting the license, what did you need to do to get the license?
All right, after the apprenticeship now, that's the one who take it upstream. You got to do the apprenticeship, and after you finish with that, to become process to be a licensed captain, you got to do some swimming, you got to do some reading. They ask you a lot of questions about tourism. You got to do the CPR. And after you do all those things, they take you on a maiden voyage on the river. And after they take you on a maiden voyage, if you go down without any accident or anything like that, then you became captain.
Right. Now, you've been doing this for a long time. What's one surprising thing that's happened while you've been a captain?
Well, nothing seriously happened in the river. It's just people having fun. No dangerous, like any accident or anything like that. Just people having fun, drink and drive and junk and all kind of different things.
Yeah. Any interesting or special guests, travelers that you've had with you?
No, because what they do, a lot of them come on the river.
Yes.
A lot of them come on the river. When they come on the river, they don't want people to know that that's me or that person. So try to avoid those things.
Got it. And what are the economics of being a captain in terms of how much people pay and then how much you actually make?
Okay, well, the guests pay like $72. So when you break it down into Jamaican, you get like $6,300. After you pay that, and when we take people in the river now, they give us $3,000 from the $6,300. That means they take $3,300.
Yes.
All right. The younger boys, those are the apprentices, to take the raft back upstream. We pay them $1,200 from that $3,000. So we end up with $1,800. On our transportation back to our destination, we got to pay $200. So when we finish, we only get like $1,400.
$1,400 Jamaican dollars is less than 20 Canadian or U.S. dollars.
Yeah.
So that's amazing. And that you only get to do one of these trips every so often. How frequently, let's say this past week, how many have you taken?
Well, for the past week, I only go like one time. For like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
We go like one time.
So would most Jamaicans think that this is a good job, thinking about what you do and the money?
Well, yeah, we think about it, but there is nothing more to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, jobs in Jamaica are pretty hard, so you got to just hang on to what you have.
So this is actually pretty good by Jamaican standards.
Yeah. I wouldn't say it's really good because, you know, everything is expensive.
Yes.
But because of what you have, you got to just do what you have.
And finally, Devin, from your experience in life and in making decisions, what advice do you have for listeners about their own decision-making process for jobs and careers and lives?
Well, all I can say, this is a good job, and I recommend anyone who want to come and visit, they can come and visit and enjoy themselves.
And this is the Rio Grande.
The Rio Grande, the great Rio Grande. And this, I heard this rafting started on the Rio Grande for a very long time. My older people told me that it started from 1911.
Wow.
And the one who made this rafting became popular is Errol Flynn.
The movie actor.
Yeah.
Because he lived here or he
worked here? He used to visit here. I think he have Highland in Jamaica here, but I don't know if his wife sell it out or things like that, because it's a long time ago.
Yes. All right, Devin, thanks so much for joining us here on Career Buzz.
Thank you, sir.
That was my interview with Devin or Milton Rodney, a river captain on the Rio Grande in Jamaica. This is a special Jamaican edition of Career Buzz. I'm your host, Mark Franklin. And if listeners heard that and you didn't hear the fact that he was talking in Jamaican dollars, so when he said $3,000, there's actually 90 Jamaican dollars to one Canadian dollar. So when he was paid 3,000 Jamaican dollars, that's about $33 Canadian, and then he only gets a fraction of that. So if you do the math, it's not very much money at all. We found out that the minimum wage in Jamaica is about $2 Canadian an hour, and that the average wage for the country is about $4,000 Canadian a year. Not very much money. So things are quite costly in Jamaica. They're not that much less expensive, at least what we found that regular people buy. So I thought important to hear about the dynamics and the economics of Devin's situation. So what we have coming up, stay tuned after the break. We're going to hear from Carla Van Look and her career story, and then a Career Buzz conversation coming up with myself and Melissa Rodway. But first, we have Canadian reggae star Exco Levi. He's a Juno Award winner, and here's one of his most recent songs.
And strive for your goal. Courageous, resilient, don't you sell yourself. Time is the master and it waits on no one. Tomorrow is unsure, not promised to no man. So in all you do, make sure to be true. I know Jah will provide for you, yeah. I know my people will survive. Survive. Even when the storms of life are raging, I will survive. Against each other, why can't we live like brothers? Same breath, blow to our nostrils. I know it's true, yeah. My life is all I have. Won't let them take it away. Jah is my shield and guide. He's always by my side, yeah. Time is short, so you better love your life. Take care of your family, your kids and your wife. Be ambitious and strive for your goal. Courageous, resilient, don't you sell yourself. Time is the master and it waits on no one. Tomorrow is ensured, not promised to any man. So in all you do, make sure to be true. I know Jah will provide for you, yeah. Slumber and sleeping. Life brought to us a brand new meaning. And only if you seek, you will find that happiness many left behind, yeah. So it's time to show a little love. Put away your hatred and grudge. The tallest man was a baby. Oh my people, can you hear me, yeah? Time is short, so you better love your life. Take care of your family, your kids and your wife, yeah. Be ambitious and strive for your goal. Brave and bold, don't you sell your soul. Time is the master and it waits on no one. Tomorrow is unsure, not promised to anyone. So in all you do, make sure to be true. I know Jah will provide for you, yeah. I know my people will survive.
This hour of Career Buzz is brought to you by...
I'm a dental hygienist and a proud professional. I chose dental hygiene because I like health sciences and working closely with people. I received a quality education from a variety of dental professionals in a beautiful facility. I'm happy I chose Regency Dental Hygiene Academy. Visit regencydha.ca for more information.
Do you enjoy this show? Do you own a business or offer a special service? Are you looking to raise awareness? Do you want to find like-minded people who might be interested in what you have to offer? CIUT 89.5 FM can help. Find out how by emailing ciutsales@gmail.com or calling 416-978-0909 extension 208.
From the roots up. CIUT 89.5 FM, Toronto.
Hey And we're back at Career Buzz. I'm your host, Mark Franklin. I'm practice leader of a team of career professionals at careercycles.com. Before continuing on with today's special Career Buzz Goes to Jamaica show, I want to let listeners know there's an amazing archive of Career Buzz inspiring career stories if you click the Career Buzz button on careercycles.com. Dragon's Den star Arlene Dickinson was my guest on January 23rd. She says, "Even I can hardly believe the unlikely trajectory of my life." On Career Buzz, I asked Arlene, how do you persuade yourself to change your mindset and overcome obstacles? And what she said was that we have our own story as we're viewing other people. We see someone who's got their act together, they look powerful, smart, and invincible, but we don't know what's going on in their own hearts and minds. So Arlene advised listeners, what we need to do is not be so concerned about how everyone else is showing up and be more concerned about how we're showing up. She said, you have to give yourself permission to feel independent and to be okay with who you are. You can listen to the whole interview with Arlene Dickinson from January 23rd, plus you'll hear two Dragon's Den guests, Rohan Mahimkar of Smart Teacher and Taryn Wolf of Urban Cultivator. Click the Career Buzz link at careercycles.com for that interview. So Career Buzz went to Jamaica. A couple of weeks ago, I collected a few fascinating interviews with people who I met there. One of them was Carla Van Look. She grew up in her native Belgium, where she just grew tired of life there. Her visits to Jamaica inspired her. She loved the easygoing life she found in Jamaica. In her early 20s, about 20 years ago, with her small daughter in tow, she made a big decision in a small amount of time and moved to Jamaica. She fell in love, married her Jamaican boyfriend at the time, who's a spear fisher. And they became husband and wife. They had two more kids, and the five of them lived simply on a beach near Port Antonio for 10 years. One day, when Carla was working at a cafe on a beach, she met Michael Fox. He's Robin Fox's father, who we heard from earlier in today's show. Michael is an active Jamaican entrepreneur, and he was working with a group to develop an ecological resort called Canopy House. Michael was impressed with Carla at the beach cafe, asked her to help out with the new development. One thing led to another. And now Carla manages the property on behalf of the owners. It's truly an amazing location on the world famous Blue Lagoon. So while you're listening to this interview, have a look at their website. It's Canopy House. That's with a K, Canopy, and an I, K-N-O-P-I, canopyhouse.com. Here's my interview with Carla Van Look.
Carla, welcome to Career Buzz.
Hi, Mark.
So, what do you like about your life and your work here in Jamaica?
Oh, a lot of things. I like to be in Jamaica. I like the Jamaican people. They're nice. The climate, the vibes. Yeah, the feeling of freedom. Yeah, and hard work too.
Yeah.
It's there too, hard work.
And what is all the hard work you're doing? What are all the different things that you do for your work?
Well, I do tours with the guests. I work in a guest house, and actually it sounds like I nearly manage it. I do the tours with the guests. I send them to the room. I cook. Everything to enjoy the people. And yeah, it's about that. It's a lot of work still.
So you're working as a kind of manager here at Canopy House.
Yeah.
And you also have another place.
The other place is home. Yeah. At home, I was, you know, the lucky one to have a little piece of land. And little by little, I built it up myself. Like small little cottages, which one I occupy myself. And my two little sons, they occupy one. And hopefully one day I make a bigger house, and then all this cottage, I go rent them out.
Nice. So listeners can hear you. You have an accent, a little bit Jamaican and a little bit something else, Flemish or Dutch or something. So where have you actually come from?
Well, you had it right on the Flemish part. I'm from Belgium, from Antwerp, actually. Yeah.
And so what is the story of your being here? It's probably a long journey. You started in Antwerp in Belgium. What did you do at the beginning of your working life?
Well, first I went to school till I was 18 years. But also before my 18 year, I was a child out of five. And my parents go separate. So, and I was the one that ended up with my father alone. So as a little girl, I was a little housewoman, housewife, washing, cleaning windows and so forth. So schooling was not really the best part. So I stopped school when I was 18, and then I had these many, many, many jobs. I never get fired.
Jobs in
a vegetable shop, supermarket, in a factory, all kind of things. The last six years, I was working in a home with elder people.
Yes.
Yeah. So when I saw now all the elders and, you know, 70, 80, they were sitting down there with their furniture in a nice little room, yes, were waiting on family that never show up because they were working or, you know.
Yeah.
So now my life was a little bit turbulent too. And I say, like, no, I don't want to end up when I'm 70 here in a home waiting on my children. Yeah, I need to do something.
So it was working in this home for older people that you got a spark of some kind. What happened?
Yes, no, I used to love that. Eh? I love the old people, and the people, they love me too, because it seems like I have that energy what people like.
Yes.
And so, but still, no, to think that I'm going to be now the one that clean up old ladies and old men till I'm old myself. I said, no.
So what did you decide?
So, okay. Jamaica, no. It all started long time before. You know, like the Bob Marley and the Rastas and, you know, the whole thing.
So you liked the music still when you were in Belgium?
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes. There it started, yes. Right? So, and then I said, like, you know, maybe one time I go to Jamaica, but from Belgium to Jamaica in that time, it was so expensive. Anyway, I was so lucky. One time, I could come. When I come, I said, wow, you know, that's something different than this home. And I saw these people, you know, again, you know, we talk about 20 years or even 22 years before now. You know, like people, they didn't even wear shoes, some teeth, they were missing, you know, and they were happy, they didn't have nothing, you know, unhappy people. And I say, like, what I'm doing, you know, I'm running up and down the whole day, I always come too late, it's go all too fast for me. Everything is organized in Belgium, over-organized,
yes.
Secured, and so I come here, and every time when I go back to Belgium, I was like, there is something else
so
in
life.
So
you noticed the contrast.
Right,
coming here, it was free,
right,
and easy, and in Belgium,
yeah,
it was too organized.
So I start to put myself double now and try to get money. And in 2 years' time, I come a couple times to Jamaica. And every time when I went home, it was worse and worse. I didn't like it. Till one day I go to my boss and I say, boss, I'm ready to go to Jamaica for a holiday. No, this man, he said, no. Because, no, you know, 4 or 5 times, I always have to replace you. That can happen. So, and I turn around, and I say, okay, you give me notice. And it was something like halfway August. And I have a little daughter. That time, she was 8 years.
You had a little daughter?
Yes. And so I go home that day, and I say, Carmen, you want to come with me to Jamaica and live in Jamaica? Carmen was that small. Anything what mommy say, she say yes.
Yes.
But I just want to hear the yes. So I sold all my things in 10 days' time. And I put the money in my pocket, my child on my hand, a backpack on each bag. And we come to Jamaica in 14 days' time.
14 days from,
right,
leaving your job.
Yes, everything.
And your daughter's
sell
eight
all my
years
things.
Old. She's already in school.
She saw me. Yeah, she was in school.
Yeah.
She was like in primary school. And then, yeah, I say, like, the 1st of September, she have to be back in the school, or it's in Belgium, or it's in Jamaica.
Yes.
If I don't reach before the 1st of September, I have to stay in Belgium, so I better do it fast.
So how did you feel when you were leaving Belgium behind and coming to
Europe?
Oh,
that was
here?
Bad. That was bad. Because I did it all, like, jumping in a field with,
yes,
your eyes closed.
Yes.
Yeah? But then the day come, and I saw all my family crying and like, wow, what's going on with that lady here? And I sit on the plane and I tell you, from when I left till I reached, I think I was crying. Because I leave all my family, I sold out all my things. But then the plane land.
Yes.
And we say, yeah, it's okay. It's a choice. And no matter what, maybe I can turn it back. You know, it's a choice.
So how did it go for you at the beginning when you were here in Jamaica?
Rough. Because no, our Jamaicans, the smart people, you know, they see now this little woman with a little child. I was looking at, you know, I want to spend my money on something good, like a little piece of land, so that I have a start.
Is that what you wanted to do, to start
yes,
your own
like
home?
A little, yeah, like a something that I can live, you know.
Did you have any plan for working when you got here? Did you know what you would do or
well,
how you would work?
During the time that I came here, I met my husband, which one was not my husband yet. Yeah, so the money that I make now with selling out my things, a part of that I put in a boat because he was a fisherman, but he was a spear gun fisherman at night. So now, when we had the boat now, it didn't work out like how we wanted because the spear fishing is a different fishing than line fishing. So we are struggling. Okay. So after 1 year, after 1 year, I was married meanwhile. And I get pregnant and didn't have no scent anymore. Then I go, I didn't have no scent. I go squatter near to a beach and I live there for 10 years, having my two sons there and having still my Carmen on my side too. We didn't have no water, no electricity, a jungle toilet. So I was cooking on wood. My husband go shoot his fish, and the boat was there. But
so
the shooting fish was more, you know, brought more than the line fishing. So he went out every night. He shoot fish, lobster, you know. And when he came in the morning out of the water, I was standing up there. He cleaned the fish. I go up with the fish. And I start to catch my fire, roast the fish, make Carmen her tea. Then she go to the river, go bed. Yeah.
Did she go to school? Was she going
to school
at that time?
Oh, yeah, that is a must. Eh? Yeah. Go to school. Oh, yeah.
So you had Carmen and then two small boys
and
your husband.
Babies. And Carmen, she first she go to the primary school, and then she go high school. And she was the only white child in 1,800 students. She said, "Mummy, we can't do nothing because they see me all the time."
So what happened next? After 10 years, you're on the beach, you're doing this with your husband.
All
what
right.
happened that made a change?
The change is there now. Like, I met this person now. And this person, I don't know, like he come as an angel to me or as a god, I don't know. But I was in need of a work and one day he said, "Okay, I have a work for you. I have some people and they're building a place. But at the same time, they have a family reunion. And they have here like 42 people coming from Canada, Miami, anywhere, you know. And that was the family, the owners of this place.
Of Canopy House.
And so now Michael, the person, my angel,
yes.
right?
Michael Fox, whose daughter we interviewed on for Career Buzz also.
Right, the same Michael
yes.
Fox. So he introduced me to the people, and I was serving the whole week because there was a party for a whole week from Christmas till New Year. And I was working like day and night and, you know, and had at the end of the week a little nice money. And the people, they liked me, and we could work together good. So anytime when they know they're building up the place, Canopy, and anytime when they came now from Bahamas, because they live at the Bahamas, they come at Canopy, and they want me to be around to serve again their food and do little things around. So and I asked them, Michael, if can have like more regular work. So then they say, all right, let's we give a little bit office work. So I check on the material that come in, that go out, and, you know, the carpenters check on the pay bill, that kind of stuff. But still, my boss, he said, yes, see too much, yeah. So then I was like with cement, doing some walkways too, you know, in between. So after a while, Canopy actually is built.
So you started to help build this place?
Not really build, you know, like here and there, a little cement work, you know, the walkway, walking with cement and da-da. And then actually the place is like amazing, beautiful place.
It is. We're sitting here right now with a beautiful view. Maybe tell listeners what we're looking at right now.
Oh, right now I see like the sky is orange. We have some clouds in it still too. The royal palm in front of me. You know, the sounds, they are like amazing. I can't do with all these sounds anymore. The rush of the sea, Monkey Island, the Blue Lagoon houses, because we write on the Blue Lagoon, eh? The Blue Lagoon is a part of the property. You know, when you come to this place, Blue Lagoon is your backyard.
Yeah? And we're sitting in this amazing dining room, all open
and
to
everything
the air.
Everything is made in Portland, because the people, they are very, you know, conscious when it's come up to environment friendly, and
Portland,
you know,
Jamaica.
Everything is blend in the jungle. We didn't even cut a tree down. If you walk around, you notice we never cut a tree down. Everything is blend in between. The colors of the houses also is blend in the jungle. I don't know if you notice when you go with the kayak, you look, you don't see even one house.
Yeah, you don't see anything.
Everything is in the jungle.
Yeah.
You know? And it's my office. It's my place.
And if listeners want to find out about this place, the website?
Oh, well, they have to... on the website, it's a very secret place, you know.
Canopy,
when you come here also.
The website, though, is Canopy House.
CanopyHouse.com. .com, that's
so and listeners want to find out more about this place, have a look at it.
Yes,
and can see
yes. It is a very, very, very private place. I mean, people, when they come here, they can feel so free.
Yes.
And again, we in Jamaica, you know, I look through my fingers here. You know, I don't see so much what happened, you know. Like, people are very free.
And how do you feel about the way this came together for you, that you now have the opportunity to work here?
Oh, I think it's like just, it worked out also, because I'm the Belgium lady, so I come from a different part. I was 18, before I was here, I was 12 years in Jamaica already, I go through these little things, like the jungle life already. So I think I learn a lot, and I benefit out of it, because I have the guests coming here, and there is a way of, she's one of us, but she's a Jamaican, she's white, but she's black.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like.
And your sons now? Your sons, we met them this
morning.
Oh,
yes. They are a part of it, though.
And your husband, is he still part of
that? He's still shooting fish.
Okay, finally, Carla, you know, from your experiences now, from all of the changes that you have had in your personal life and in your work, what can you share with listeners of this radio show about advice that you could give them about making good choices in their own lives?
Why? It's a hard thing to say, but I would say follow your heart, follow your, you know, your insight. But don't lose your head totally, because I did actually, but it turned out back well. But the jungle life, it's nice. The no electricity, no water. But it's rough too. When hurricane come, can you imagine?
I can.
I run with my mattress on my back and go in an unfinished house, go shelter with my babies, and come back out after 2 days.
It's an amazing story. Carla, thank you so much for joining us here on Career Buzz.
Love it. Thanks.
That was Carla Van Look on a special Career Buzz Goes to Jamaica edition with her astonishing story, her career and life story, and the courage to pick up and leave her native Belgium and move to Jamaica. You're listening to Career Buzz here on CIUT. I'm your host, Mark Franklin. One of Carla's stepsons, Black Pearl, a guy we met at this Canopy House, was just an amazing guy, and I checked with Carla to see if it would be okay to play a song. He actually sang an a cappella song for us, and it was just amazing. He was such a warm-hearted guy, and he offered to sing for us, and I recorded this song right in Canopy House. Here is Black Pearl.
Music, and it born in everyone, all politicians ever done. All right. Music, my move, feel nice, feel like we no one's feel like. Music, my move, feel nice. It feel like we no one's feel like. Na 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 na. Music make me feel nice. It feel like we no one's feel like. Carry mic and no one soon elevate, celebrate. Black Pearl a DJ and then can't stop it feel. Music man a elevate, celebrate. Man a artist and a judge a can't stop it feel. Bad mind a get eliminate. DJ and singing man a combinate. Music man a meditate, holy fate. Send a tell me about the 38. One word this day to let me through the gate. That online a make people feel. Music me go feel nice. Feel like we no one still alive. Music make me feel nice. It feel like we no one still alive. Na 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 na. Music make me feel nice. And crazy. Crazy.
Crazy.
Crazy.
Fantastic. Pearl, fantastic.
Black Pearl.
Black Pearl.
Black Pearl.
That was Black Pearl singing in Canopy House on a Career Buzz Goes to Jamaica show. We had a lot of fun with those interviews. We just have a moment left. I hope you appreciated some of those diverse and distinct voices. Melissa Rodway is here just to say a couple of words about her perspective on these global careers and the idea of choice, people's choice in making careers. What did you make of those interviews, Melissa?
Well, I'd like to be in Jamaica at the moment. It's pretty much what I got. But I just think it's interesting. I think we have a bit of a luxury here of choosing careers and changing careers, and it's not necessarily like that in other countries due to economic challenges, and geographical challenges. So that's what stands out for me. Having traveled myself too, you see like young kids who are 3 and 4 years old and they're already working very hard with their parents in order to survive and to make things.